Shirley in Belfast. Shirley, what do you think?
Hi, I just think that he sounded a little bit like a child in a playground, you know. I thought that I was a little disappointed by him. I did see the show. And one of the things...
This is one of our heroes, a world champion. You don't get too many. He's one of them. And you're criticising him because he wanted to represent his country.
Well, what I would say is that there's a lot of heroes that we, you know, people are awarded different things for heroic things that they've done. But it's not often...
What's Jedward done?
Sorry?
What has Jedward done?
Absolutely nothing, probably. But at the same time, I don't think that's a fair comparison. I think it's...
Why?
Well,
it's... Limited places. Barry isn't good enough. Barry doesn't make the grade Jedward do.
It's not.
And you're criticising him for saying, I would really like to have done that, and you would have thought they would have found me a place.
Well, what I'm saying is that to me, my personal opinion, is that he did sound like a child in the playground. I haven't heard any of the other people who were carrying the torch or who were awarded, you know, whatever it is, the privilege of carrying the torch. I didn't hear any of them, you know. When they were interviewed, you hear them saying, you know, it was such a privilege to be chosen. None of them felt like, oh, I deserved to win this, I should have had this. For me personally, Barry McGuigan did sound a bit peevish and churlish about it. You know, whether or not he should have done it, or whether or not, you know, as a hero, he should have been carrying the torch is irrelevant. It's just that, to me, he came across as sounding childish about the whole thing.